Shalom, precious brothers and sisters of like precious faith. You are all welcome to daily devotion. I am your brother, Lawrence Tay, from Canada, in the little city of Saskatoon, in the province of Saskatchewan. And it is my privilege today and throughout the week to share the Word of God with you. It is always a joy to belong to this platform where we have various seasoned men of God anointed to minister the Word and give us the word in meat in due season. And like I always say, I am privileged to be among the brethren here, and the least among them to share the word of God with you. And I want to thank our precious sisters who give those wonderful testimonies unto us. It was really a blessing. And the Bible says we overcame Satan, the devil, by the word of our testimonies. And by the word of prophecy. And so anytime we acknowledge any good thing in us, Satan is defeated and Jesus Christ is glorified. So our precious sisters, may the Lord richly bless you and may you keep the good work you are doing in the faith. So today I will share with you the Word of God. And for a topic I want to speak on, progress toward maturity, or simply perfection. Progress toward maturity or perfection. And I will take my scripture reading from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. In the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Shall we hear the word of the Lord? All right, I'll read. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. Amen. Here is Apostle Paul stressing the need to live the principles of the doctrine of Christ and move on to perfection. And he says that he will come back to it if God permit. But the main thing he wants to say is that we should progress in our faith towards maturity. Now, as we all know, we all came from various religious backgrounds. We were groping in darkness, born into traditions of men, grew up, and by the grace of God, we found the light. Now, as the Word of God says that we were not born of corruptible seed, but we were born by the incorruptible seed, which is by the Word of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ also said that except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So, we get born again and the zeal for the Lord becomes bubbling. We are so much zealous to do the things of God. We are so much engrossed in the things of God. But it reaches a point, then we become stagnant. And our first love begins to dwindle. But the Lord also warns us that if we leave our first love, he has something against us because we have left our first love, you know. So, we need to progress onto maturity. You see, you know, when we are born, as Apostle Peter also said that we should desire the sincere milk of the word so that we can grow thereby. You know, we know from the natural perspective that when a child is born, the child, you know, sucks on the breast milk of the mother until the teeth in the mouth start developing, and the child is able to be weaned from the milk to a solid food, and then from there to gradually chewing meat and then finally chewing bones. It is always the desire of the mother to see the child grow. And if a child is not growing, it is a headache for the parents. And we all always know that the natural always types the spiritual. You see. And so, as Apostle Peter is saying, we should desire the sincere milk of the word so that we might grow. Apostle Paul is also saying that we should move on to perfection. You see, we should move on to perfection. We should move towards maturity. And like I said, my main sharing is going to be on perfection. But I want to lay the foundation so that I can build on it from there. I want to read a portion of the word again from Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. It reads, "For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of solid food." and has become as such as need milk and not solid food. You see, Paul is saying that at the time whereby we should grow and be teachers, should be able to be on ourselves to bring more people into the kingdom of God, we become stagnant, always, desiring the milk. Well, desiring the milk is good, but we need to grow and move on to maturity. You see, so if we are not growing, we are not growing and progressing towards maturity, then there is something wrong with our faith. So for us to touch on our main topic, I will briefly speak on the principles, what the principles of the doctrine of Christ are, which Apostle Paul says that, and this will we do if God permit. He's telling the Hebrews that he will come back, he will revisit these principles if God permits. But now we should move on to perfection. So I will briefly touch on these principles of the doctrine, and then speak on my main topic. So I want to briefly speak on what repentance, what dead works are. Dead works. When you read the same book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 9, we read that already. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. He said what? Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Now, what are dead works? And we know that when one comes to Christ, the greatest obstacle that hinders one to enjoy the righteousness of God is oneself. Oneself stands on the way. You see, we need to surrender ourselves unto God. In so doing, we enjoy God's own righteousness. Why? Because the Bible says what? There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is the way of death. You see. Now, our own righteousness is like a filthy rag which God doesn't accept. You see. Now, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 to 10 says that, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You see, not of works, not of our own works. You see, as the unregenerate sinner would justify themselves before God, they think trying to, produce their work before God, they will be acceptable before God. Their own self is blocking the righteousness of God. You see, so there is a need for us to surrender ourselves unto God. You see, dead works are not only unacceptable to God, but are evil substitutes for the faith He desires. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. As Hebrews said, we talk so much on faith. Brother Veramu also spoke so much on faith. So without faith, and what is faith? Faith is revelation. Revelation about who the Lord Jesus Christ is. You see. So, dead works and good works. You know, good works of the unregenerate man and the good works of the believer are not the same. The good works of the sinner or the unregenerate man, you know, leads to death. But the good works of a believer produces what? Life in Christ Jesus. You see. So, briefly, this is what Apostle Paul is saying about dead works, repentance from dead works, and we should progress from here and move on to maturity, move on to perfection. And so I'll end it here and take it in my next sharing tomorrow. May the Lord richly bless you, brethren, and stay tuned and have a wonderful day. Amen.